Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Coach, team's all ready for you.
Yeah, 5 minutes, Dom. I'm just making a few changes in our first offensive sequencer.
So, what should I tell him?
Gee, I don't know. How about Coach needs 5 minutes? Yeah, what?
I know this is bad time, but can I come in?
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was you.
Oh, I hate to bother you just before game, but I kind of felt like I had to stop by and apologize for this morning.
Yeah, sure. What happened?
Well, nothing. That's kind of what I was apologizing for. I know you were feeling romantic, and I wasn't very responsive.
You were very responsive. You said not now.
It was 4 o'clock in the morning, Hayden. I know we want to have a baby, but it's just at the moment of conception, I'd like to be, you know...
Awake?
Yeah. Well, I just didn't want you to think it was you this morning.
Oh, honey, I never think it's me.
Well, I would be free tonight, if you're interested.
Well, tonight's a long way off, and if we lose, I could be mad. If we win, I could be full of prime rib.
Well, we can't do anything now. You've got a game.
Mm-hmm. Got 2 minutes.
Hey, it's Howard. I need to speak to you before the game.
Go away, Howie. I only got 2 minutes.
Well, this is important, and it will only take 1 minute.
Okay, honey, we'll still have time. We'll just have to skip the romantic stuff. Last week was a great way to open the season. I know you're all sky high after your first win, but now we got to go out there and we got to play Wisconsin. Let me tell you something. This one's going to be tough. The Badgers are big and they're smart, but I got news for them. We're just as big, we're just as tough, and we are just as smart.
Oh, hi, fellas. Don't mind me.
Sorry, I'm late. Listen, what the hell's the dog doing here?
I had to bring him, Hayden. It's personal. Go ahead.
Where was it?
Right there, Coach.
Okay. Now, when you guys go out there, I want you... What are you smiling at?
The dog.
Luther, get the damn dog out of here.
I can't, Hayden. He's got a problem. He's going through that thing again where he goes crazy every time I leave him alone. I mean, he's fine now, but the minute I leave the room, he turns into somebody else. It's like a, you know, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Heckle.
Luther, I'm trying to have a meeting here.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Look, you won't even notice this hair. Look at this. No more doll.
Hey, I need to see you.
Oh, geez, Riley, can't you see I'm trying to have a meeting? What the hell is everybody doing? What the hell are you wearing?
Well, these happen to be the new band uniforms.
Like you guys aren't embarrassing enough in your street clothes.
For your information, the music department went to great expense for these uniforms.
Yeah, sure. Look at the tassels.
I've been trying to talk to you all week about the halftime show.
Yeah, Riley, I'm sorry. I mean, but I thought I made it clear. I don't give a rat's behind about the halftime show.
This is our first televised game of the season, and they've only given us 12 minutes for our salute to farming. I just want to make sure that your team is completely off the field when that whistle blows.
Riley, we are not here to take orders from a band leader. People are here because they want to see football. When your band takes the field at halftime, that is America's cue to take a bathroom break. They can't even hear the band because the water's running. I'll tell you something else. We are the steak on this plate, Riley.
You're the parsley. Not even partially. You're that little flower they make out of a radish. Yeah.
That's good.
You're that curlicued carrot thing.
You're that whatchamacallit they wrap around a turkey leg, that frilly white paper sock.
I'm just warning you. Stay out of our way.
Oh, come on, Riley. Don't get your tassels in an uproar.
And they're not tassels. They're epaulets. Epaulets! Do you understand? Epaulets!
Hey, that's a great half, you guys. Fantastic. That's incredible. I'll be with you in 1 minute.
I don't get it. Wisconsin should be killing us. We're out hustling them. We're out executing them. We're playing great. I feel like I'm dreaming.
Ow, ow, Topper.
It's great to be awake, huh, Coach?
Yeah. Hey, Topper, do you believe what's going on out there? Have you ever seen a team this young play that great? God, the alumni got to be going crazy.
Luther's dog attacked Riley Pringle.
What?
Quincy bit Riley?
Just now, during the halftime show. The band had just started to play their salute to farming, and the dog went berserk.
Where did he bite it?
Right in the middle of E-I-E-I-O. The dog leapt up and tackled Riley while he was conducting. He was ferocious.
Quincy? Come on, the dog's a throw pillow. I don't even think he has teeth.
Luther, where are you going with that dog?
Luther, wait a minute.
What?
Is it true?
What true?
Did Quincy bite Riley?
Oh, come on. Where'd you hear a ridiculous thing like that? Quincy bite Riley? I mean, Quincy wouldn't even hurt a fly.
This looks like a fly. Oh. God, what the hell happened?
He just nipped Riley in the seat of the pants, that's all. And it's not Quincy's fault, his whole crotch ripped out.
Do you know how this is going to make the school look?
Oh, come on. No one's going to care as long as the football team's playing great. They don't care if the band leader's conducting in his boxer shorts.
They weren't boxers, Hayden. They were jockeys.
Ew.
Where is he?
Oh, come on, Riley.
Do you have any idea the degree of humiliation I've just endured? I came this close to losing my manhood.
Oh, Riley, come on. That was lost the day your mom drove you to your first piccolo lesson.
Oh, you all think this is so hilarious, don't you?
Luther! How's it going, Riley?
You planned this, didn't you? You trained that dog to attack me.
Are you kidding? I tell you, if I was going to train Quincy to rip somebody's pants off, sure wouldn't be you.
Get the dog. He's going to the pound.
What are you talking about? You can't do that.
Oh, yes, I can, and I'm going to. I'm prosecuting. Take the dog.
Nobody's taking the dog.
You stay out of this, Hayden. I'm within my rights. There's nothing you can do.
Right, Coach. I'm sorry. I've got to.
Oh, come on. Come on. Wait a minute. You're not taking the dog. What in the world? Hayden, do something. This is just like the Wizard of Oz.
Come on, Luz. We got a game to play. Let him take the dog. We'll settle all this later.
Sing him! Kill! 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 Sing him! Hey, you're pulling him too fast. He gets motion sickness.
Hey, Riley. You made your point. Now, you know you're not going through with this.
Oh? You just watch me.
I wish I hadn't seen that.
Look at him, sitting there all smug and sure of himself.
He wasn't so sure of himself when his butt was hanging out of his pants.
Luther, could you shut your leg off? We're experiencing turbulence here.
Sorry. I'll tell you, I really appreciate you guys coming down here with me. I don't think I could have gone through this by myself.
Oh, Luther, we wouldn't let you go through this alone.
I hate to admit it, but I haven't been able to sleep ever since they took him. Oh. It's funny how you get used to the hairy little body lying next to you. Of course, I don't have to tell you two that.
Next, Pringle versus Van Damme.
Here, Your Honor.
God. Come on, Luther. You'll be fine, huh?
I hate judges. They scare the hell out of me. Just like nuns.
Which one of you is Mr. Van Damme? The plaintiff claims to have received physical injury and severe emotional duress when the defendant's dog savagely attacked him at a football game. Do we have the animal? The plaintiff states the animal is vicious, wild, and dangerous. This is a baked potato.
Don't be deceived by his countenance, Your Honor. This is a monster. Had it not been for the quick reflexes of my woodwinds, I wouldn't be standing here today.
Sir, I have evidence to admit that will show that my dog was indeed provoked by the pontiff. This whole incident wouldn't have happened if Pringle hadn't kept waving that baton around so much.
Well, I'm a band leader. What am I supposed to wave?
You were teasing him away, waving that thing around in the air. Same way we play catch the weenie at home.
I'm not sure the court wants to hear this.
No, you have to, Your Honor. See, my dog loves hot dogs. And every day when I come home, I give him this little treat. But first, we play catch the weenie.
Mr. Van Damme, put away your frankfurter. Step down.
Your Honor, I don't see anything amusing in any of this. This animal could have caused me serious injury. I have here a report from the pound detailing the animal's history. Apparently, I am not the first person he attacked. And unless you do something about it, I won't be the last.
Mr. Van Damme, how long have you had this dog?
About 2 years. I got him at the pound, Your Majesty.
But according to these records, it seems you saved him at the pound. These incidents that Mr. Pringle brought to the attention of the court are what put him in the pound to begin with.
What are you talking about?
You were his second chance. The record shows the animal to be potentially dangerous. I am sorry to say that Mr. Pringle has a valid complaint and that the law in this case has to agree with his recommendation. I always regret having to make these decisions, but I have no choice. This animal will have to be destroyed. I'm sorry.
Hey, you've got to do something.
Hey, Brad, wait a minute. Hold.
What are you going to do, Coach? Not too powerful off the field, are we?
Come on, Riley, this isn't funny.
Not funny. Was it funny when we played Ohio State and you and your thugs filled my loafers with cream of wheat? Or when you took our sheet music to Yankee Doodle Dandy and replaced it with I'm Too Sexy for My Car? Or when you changed our marching band arrangements around so we would spell out We Stink? Was that funny?
Yeah.
Well, who's laughing now?
Come on, Riley, this is a guy's dog. You can't kill a guy's dog.
I don't make the laws, Hayden, but I'll tell you this, what goes around comes around.
Sorry, Liz.
Oh, Hayden, there's got to be something else we can do.
For what?
I can't believe this is happening.
I guess it's after, man. I'm not feeling very well.
Luther, can I get you a glass of water?
They didn't give me a chance to say goodbye. Probably wondering what I'm doing here. You could have seen my dog Quincy. Maybe you know it. I guess not. I'm gonna have to get down now.
Yes. Good dog. You're a fine dog. Good looking dog. Guys, dog. Yes. You're a dog.
I'll just let myself out.
Quincy. Quincy! Hey! Hi, Quincy! Hi, Quincy! Yes, look who's here. You're glad to see me, aren't you? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Come over and see me.
Up here. Yes. You're glad to see me. Come on up. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about your arthritis.
You know, Quincy, I was going to bust you out of here, but... Oh, here we go. They'd hunt you down like a dog. Guess what I brought you? Guess what I brought you? Dinner.
Yeah, we got dinner here, Prince. Look at this. Look at this.
I got some hot dogs with cheese inside. Not that low-fat healthy kind either. And we got some, hello, French fries. Yeah. And we've got some, what is this? A favorite of Quincy's, Luther Van Damme's homemade 28 spice meatloaf. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now. It's a party.
It's a party.
Look at this place. No curtains, no drapes. You're right out in the open here, just like a singles bar. What do you want? Bet you want some fries. Huh? Want some fries?
Yeah, we got some fries. You love fries, I know that. I know that, yeah, yeah.
Want some ketchup? Huh? I got ketchup. Oh, yeah. I got lots of ketchup. Hey, look at this. You know what I say, Quince? I say there's two kinds of people in this world. The kind of people that put ketchup all over their fries, and then there's the kind that put a little puddle on the side for dipping. Just gotta play it safe. Well, if you really like something, what's the use of holding back? It doesn't make any difference whether it's ketchup or french fries or football or... an Ann Margaret scrapbook. I mean, if you really like something, just go for it all the way. I mean, who wants one picture of Ann Margaret when they can have a whole life-size cutout like the one I stole out of the lobby at Caesar's Palace? The way I feel about it, you know, if you really like something, I'm just the kind of guy that shows it. You know, I really regret I didn't get around putting a motor on your wagon for you. Wonder what the apartment's gonna be like without you. Probably the same way it was before you. Way too big.
Hey! Hey, Dr. Doolittle, what are you doing in there?
Well, the time must have gone away from me.
Okay, come on, let's go. How'd you get in here anyway?
Through that window. I know I wasn't supposed to, but I want to have one last meal with my dog, Quincy.
Listen, mister, if you want a few extra minutes together, I got a couple of cages I can hose out.
Sleep well.
Okay, Riley, come on, keep going. Come on.
Fine by me. I don't know what the big deal is.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Well, I told Riley if he wanted to press charges, he had to watch this.
You want to watch this?
I don't want to, but unlike some people, I'm willing to take responsibility for my action.
Oh, I didn't realize anybody was in here.
We were just saying goodbye.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Come on, Rami. It's time.
Oh, where are you taking him?
We have a room.
But she's Riley. You better get a good seat.
Stop. Stop!
You mean it?
Stop! I can't let this happen. The son should not have to pay for the sins of the father. Release that hound!
Oh... Hey, how about that, Quincy?
I'm not without a heart. I'll tell the judge to reverse his decision, but only on one condition.
Oh, just name it.
From now on, I get some respect, damn it, not for both of you.
Oh, geez, come on, Riley.
I mean it, Hayden. My band is out there every game busting their horns to support you. But it's obvious you have more respect for a dog than you do for me.
I wouldn't say... You know, more respect, but, you know. Okay, Riley, I hear what you're saying. I'm sorry.
And I'm sorry I called you Parsley.
You know, whether you think think so or not, I'm a good band leader, Hayden.
I know you are. I've heard the band. I recognize everything they play.
Well, thank you. And I'm sorry about all this, but sometimes a person can only take so much.
Well, I understand that. I mean, if that's all you can take, that's just fine, because we're running out of stuff to do to you anyway.
Look how excited he is.
Now, come on, let's get out of here.
You're going to have to sign a release.
Come on, please.
Hey, Riley, wait a minute. Let me ask you one thing. If I hadn't dragged you in here, would you have seen this thing through?
Well, I'd like to think not, but I don't know. I was pretty mad. You know, I still don't think you understand how difficult it is to conduct a 100-piece band. I mean, just keeping them all in time. One, two, three, four. One, two, Riley, four!